Well, New South Wales, they beat Queensland yesterday at the SCG they thumped them. The man that guided them home yesterday in the second innings was Curtis Patterson. He joins us on the line. Morning, Curtis.
Morning, Safra. How's it going?
Good, mate. 31 not out. Got the Blues home. Just steadied the ship nicely, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, the bowlers put us in a great position to win the game, and myself and Benny Roy were able to get us home yesterday, which is great.
Curtis, not saying it was a must-win game, but in a way it was, because the season got a bit derailed, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly saw it as a must-win, you know, especially after not playing so well against Tasmania at Bankstown, and obviously, you know, handing Victoria 6 points the game before. It was certainly a must-win game for us, you know, one game out from the Big Bash.
Now, we've got Dougie Bollinger. He took 3 for 23, and Stephen O'Keefe 4 for 38. I saw Stephen yesterday. He was happy to mention to me that he was man of the match.
Yeah, both of those guys bowled brilliantly, and you know, along with them, Sean Abbott also bowled brilliantly without the rewards. But Doug and Steve were brilliant at each end, and Steve had some footmarks to work out of that were created by the other bowlers, and he certainly used them to his advantage.
For Doug, he must be on the cusp if selectors sort of were looking for another paceman, and we are with Mitchell Starc, Curtis, in a moon boot and crutches. Could Doug make that step up?
Yeah, I certainly think so. I mean, it's a pleasure standing at gully watching him bowl, because he still charges in, and no matter what the conditions, he hits the pitch at 100% every single ball, and that's great to watch. It's great to sort of pick up his energy from the rest of the group, and he certainly charges in, and he's as fast and aggressive as he is on day one as he is on day four. So it's great to see.
And that's the most promising thing about it. I think that's what selectors would like to hear, Curtis, because there was this perception that he dropped off throughout a game. And I'm just saying a perception. I'm not saying it was true.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I think that sort of was what went against him in his time in the baggy green, but he certainly looks like he's improved in that aspect, and he's wonderful with the new ball. He can get it to swing when he's on and hit the seam, and he's also, you know, just as good, if not better, with the old ball when it is reversing on those flat wickets. He's probably up there as top three in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, he certainly is good. Something that wasn't good was Moses Henriques. He's got a calf injury, I think.
Yeah, he picked it up just bowling in the first innings, which is a bit of a shame, but sort of did it early on in his run up in one of his deliveries, so it's probably a good thing that he didn't finish the delivery. But I haven't quite heard the actual results of his scan, but I think he might have a short stint on the sideline.
So he's too finely tuned, Curtis Moses.
Yeah, he is. He's a very, very fit man.
All those muscles, they just don't work.
Wasn't a problem, was it, Stu?
Never an issue for me. No muscles, don't train, just turn up and play. Question for you, if Moses is out, who will captain?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, Nick Maddison took over on field for the rest of the first innings and also the second innings, and sort of led us in the change room as Moses had the ice machine on his calf. But I mean, I would imagine it would be Nick Maddison, but I'm not sure if the coaching staff has made that decision as yet.
All righty. Now, you travel to Mackay to take on the Bulls again. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we travel there on Friday to play them Sunday, leading into the Big Bash. Yeah,
you must enjoy going out to the country and just taking the game out there.
Yeah, it is great. You know, I mean, we obviously do it here in New South Wales, and it's always. I mean, it's great to play at the SCG, but it certainly is a great experience to get out to those country towns where the people really, really do love the game. And we always seem to manage to get a bigger crowd out in those areas, and it's fantastic to play in front of.
As you can imagine, Curtis, we've spoken at length about the Pink Ball Test match, the terrific viewing figures, the great crowds. The players seem a little bit lukewarm about it. You've had some Pink Ball experience. Do you think it's here to stay now at the Test level?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, the success of that Test match, you know, doesn't go unnoticed. It was brilliant, as you said, and the crowds were phenomenal, and obviously the match itself was great viewing. And I certainly think after that, and I think just playing the games, you know, I think the players are, you know, certainly from my point of view, it was a good experience playing those two Shield games that I have played with the pink ball. And you know, I think once there's small improvements made, probably with the ball itself, I think it'll be a great spectacle.
What's it like batting against the pink ball? It appears to do a little bit more through the air at night time.
Yeah, I think that's probably the main one. It certainly swings more swings more than a red ball, I think, throughout the day, but also when it does come that twilight sort of period into the night, especially if you can sort of have a declaration or a change of innings, then it can be quite tough if you're bowling with a new pink ball at night time, that's for sure.
Well, fantastic. It'll be nice and hot up there in Mackay, mate. Wow. And I think, is that your last game at the SCG for the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, which is a little bit unfortunate, but we've got some games in. We've got a game in New Zealand after Christmas, and also a game in Coffs Harbour, and then three away games. But it's a little bit disappointing, obviously, especially after the Victoria game where we weren't able to play a proper game out there. But we're all looking forward to getting out there this Sunday and just having that final win before the second half of the season.
Yeah, hopefully for the Blues, Curtis, you can string a few wins together now and get yourself to the top of that table. You're currently sitting third, I think.
Third, yep. Third.
17.83 points. I don't know how that works. It used to be 6-2.
It's like trying to work out the formula for the HSC. It's
goodness
like
gracious.
Duckworth Lewis on steroids.
How do you end up on 17.83?
Oh, I think there's, the new system with the bonus points in the first innings. I think it's something like you get 0.1 of a point for every, I think it's every...
You sound like John Houston trying to answer the GST question.
I know, I'll ring John Buchanan. He'll know.
It is. It's tough, but it's something like that. I mean, you get rewarded for runs and wickets, which promotes positive cricket, so I think that's a good thing.
Yep, that is good. Good on you, Curtis. Great to chat, mate, and thanks for that insight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Curtis Patterson there, New South Wales, number three. Victoria currently on top of that Shield table, 26.2. New South Wales had to gift them 6 points.
Gave them six.
South 6. Australia, 2, I think. 19.5. New South Wales, 17.83. What? She's 1/100th in front of Queensland. So that's why this is a double bunger, this match up in Mackay coming up.
Someone's going to miss out by 0.01.
Yeah.
I know the system they've brought in for positive cricket and all, but anyway.
You may make fun of it, and people will call me nuts, but I don't like that system for expansive cricket. I like the Super Rugby scoring system for bonus points, for scoring tries and then staying within sight of your opposition as well by a certain margin. And I wouldn't mind seeing that brought into the world of National Rugby League.
Was the Sheffield Shield points system broken?
I'm not too sure. It's in inventive cricket. But they were pretty aggressive declarations normally in Shield.
Yeah, they were. You had 4 days and you had to get on with the game. So anyway, whatever it may be.
Just keep moving, Stuart.
I'm a dinosaur. I know. Huh? Anyway, we'll move on. Back shortly.
You know what? One day we're going to be playing test matches at night. Hey, who would have thought? You wait. You'll love it.